Let me start first by thanking Bill Keith for inviting me to this occasion. This is a very significant occasion. For those of you who don't know much about me, I'm a person who has his PhD in history and philosophy of science, and for the last 20 years now has been a professor of sociology. But I'm mostly associated with this idea of social epistemology, which has to do with the social foundations of knowledge. And this was an idea that sort of incubated in my mind when I was a graduate student at the University of Pittsburgh, where if you know anything about the Cathedral of Learning, there is only a one floor difference between where the history and philosophy of science was and the philosophy department more generally, and communication. And this is where I met Dilip and lots of other people who were in that department in the early 1980s, mid-1980s, and it left a very indelible impression on me. Now, so in a sense, I want to return the favor, in a sense, because I think that this kind of perspective really influenced me a lot over the course of my career. And what it meant for me was that, in a way, it said that regardless of what form of knowledge we're talking about, okay, that there is a very strong kind of performative element to it. That if it's not incorporated into the practice and into the self-understanding of the knowledge, it's deficient. And this is the sense in which I would urge you to think about communication as a discipline, which is to say, not as an interdiscipline or multidiscipline or any of that kind of stuff, but as a meta-discipline. Okay? And I think that there's a real kind of strategic problem here with regard to how this discipline positions itself with regard to other disciplines, given the way in which not only academia, but the world is organized these days. Namely, communication isn't a term you own. That's the first point. Okay? Get that in your head. So there is no technical expertise in the ordinary sense of a discipline that communication applies to. And you really need to get that through your head. Because if you don't, then you're just going to become a marginal kind of minor discipline that deals with just things that the people who happen to write about stuff in the journals you publish in matter to. Okay? I mean, I think the more interesting issue is, in a sense, to grant this point, but then to say, and Bob Craig was actually alluding to this, namely that communication is a normative concept. So in other words, everybody's doing it, right, in lots of different contexts and lots of different ways, academically and non-academically and all the rest of it. But what are the standards? You know, what is good and bad versions of it, right? And so in other words, to become kind of a, if I may put it very crudely, but I think actually from the standpoint of how, you know, fields might be able to survive in the current environment, is that you're like an accrediting agency, right? That you can tell the difference between good and bad versions of the stuff you call communication if you can agree amongst yourselves what that is, right? I mean, so in other words, so that's the tricky part, and it seems to me that that what that requires is that you have a more joined up understanding of your own history. Okay, so there's obviously the stuff about the classical Greeks and the Romans and all this kind of stuff, but there is still, even to this day, a sort of uneasy relationship between rhetoric, which is associated with that thing I just talked about, and what we might call what mass communications and public relations and all these other fields that are obviously and very much part of the social science side of the field. Now, what one needs to have here is a kind of joined up history of both of these kinds of traditions in a way that can lead to some kind of normative lessons that then can be used as a basis in which you can strategically deploy to say, well, look, you know, these people are doing communication right, these people are doing it wrong, and so forth. Okay? Because I sometimes think that in hearing some of the talks I've heard here, that the bar is being set a bit too low. It isn't just simply about the discipline of communication in some sense surviving as an academic field. Because look, you know, if you've got enough journals being included in the Web of Science or something like that, you know, and you're all citing each other and all the rest of it, you can exist as a discipline. That's not a problem, right? The issue is whether there's some kind of meaning here, right? Whether there's some sort of larger normative question that you think is really important. I mean, this is the reason why I've always thought that you know, the rhetorical tradition was very much, even though I have never been a professor of rhetoric or anything of that sort, I've always thought it's been very important to what I'm talking about, whether it's in history or philosophy or sociology or anything, okay? I mean, in a way, we might, you know, you might want to think about communication at the same level of significance as one normally thinks about things like logic and grammar, and this is where Kenneth Burke, you know, may kind of resonate here, okay? And kind of try to pitch your significance at that level, right? So in other words, the measure of success of this field is not in terms of having communication departments per se, but rather the extent to which people in all the disciplines think that there's something kind of normatively important about communication, right, that needs to be maintained, and that they're willing to turn to people who are willing to offer them advice and judgments and so forth on those matters, regardless of what field they're in. Okay? And it, you know, Carol Blair was mentioning the issue about expertise. That's the kind of expertise we're talking about. We're not talking about an expertise that, in a sense, is at the same level as the ordinary disciplines, but it's at the meta level. Right, just like when we start making arguments, you know, we start saying things like, your arguments are fallacious, right? In a sense, that's a meta-level discussion, right? Well, we should be able to say certain things like this about communication, okay? And I think this is the thing that would really strengthen this field in the future, okay? And I say this as someone who spent his, you know, career as a very interesting, interested outside observer to what's going on here. But I think this is really the way to go, because, I mean, to be honest with you, the way the universities are changing these days, trying to pitch your future in terms of disciplinary identity is stupid, because disciplines are just changing all the time. Their contours are changing. You know, we're beyond Kuhn. Get over it. We were beyond Kuhn even when I was writing about it, but we're certainly beyond Kuhn now in the neoliberal culture. And so you have to actually get a very clear, and I think the best way to do it actually is by having a sort of historical sensibility, but one that joins up the humanistic tradition and the social scientific tradition as part of a kind of normative tradition of social science that in principle should apply to all disciplines regardless of subject matter. And that's where I would pitch the normative side of this field, and that's where I would say it would go. But it shouldn't be just tied to the existence of departments of communication. I'll stop there. Thank you.